How about if it's outside in the yard?
Well, you can use it any way you want to. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put it into for you to carry it home?
Well, they put it in a paper bag.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth?
Well, we call them sacks.
All right. Any special kind of sack?
Well, it's a different kind. We have, I work at a fertilizer plant where they use, call it burlap.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, they come to using cotton bags. You see, it's cloth, white.
Yeah.
See, we aspirate and use now. Anyway, I think now I think you do.
What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
We call it a harp, see? And it goes a harmonica and all like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a... They call them harp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle?
But we call that a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, they do that. That same thing can do it. You got a post there.
Yeah.
And it got a bolt in it.
Uh-huh.
And the chair got a bolt on it. Two camber, two ride.
Uh-huh.
And one push. And it pushed round.
Do you have any special name for that? Or is
this... They call that a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round.
What they call it?
Not a flying Jenny or something?
No, but see, they don't. They do that from the hand.
Yeah.
See, that's muscle.
Yeah.
They got this thing. And they... Shoot, one child is at one on this end, and he got a board he can hold to, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then at one pushing round,
uh-huh.
He just go, get him started up, go flying around, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's a homemade miracle.
Uh-huh.
It's country stuff.
What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
You call that, I'll tell you now. It's called, it's a stone called an oil stone.
Oil stone?
Oil stone. And you need oil with it, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oil stone.
Mm-hmm. How about some different kinds of fences? I'd like to get to have you draw some different kinds of fences, like a stone fence, or not a stone fence, a rail fence, or a... picket fence, difference between a rail fence and a picket fence and like a paling fence, if there's any difference.
Well, you see, a picket fence and a rail fence is just about the same.
Uh-huh.
Because, picket fence, now rail fence, see, it's just like this. Now you got this rail fence, see, a rail 10 foot long, see,
uh-huh.
And that way, when I see you pile those reels up, you know, you see now, you start down here with another reel come on top of that, see? Well, you're going out there, another reel come on top of that, see? That's where you do that. See, you don't, it's kind of oblong thing in a way.
Uh-huh. And you're looking at it flat on?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You see, you, down, we've had time, I can show you one a little bit, a reel. You ever seen one?
I think I know what you mean.
You see, it's a thing 10 foot long.
Yeah.
And,
it's split from logs.
It's split from logs.
Yeah.
Then you take this fence, you put on one rail.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back and put on one on end on this. This end on this.
Yeah.
And on this. But you leave it like that, you know.
They go crossways.
Cross.
Yeah.
It's a lock in there.
Yeah.
It's a corner at every end of the rail. It's a corner there.
Yeah.
At every end of the rail, there's a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Yeah.
You come up in, that's like my hand. You come up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But like
and then the
over.
Next one,